Welcome everyone, I'm Praveen, an associate database consultant with MyDBOps, and today I'm going to talk about what's new in MariaDB 10.6. My core interest is with open source database technology. I'm an Oracle certified DBA with 3 years of experience. I have worked in high volume of data in both on-prem as well as in cloud. I'm a tech speaker and active blogger as well. Here is the quick brief about MyDBOps. Founded in 2016, we serve two top open source databases for 500 plus customers. We are 70 plus DBA team certified in both MySQL and AWS. Proud to claim that we are AWS partner and PCI certified organization. We provide two major services: managed database services and consulting services that are mainly focused on MySQL, MariaDB, MongoDB, and Postgres, both in on-prem as well as in cloud. The consulting team, as the name suggests, it will provide the consultation to the client and also to help to address the databases issue. Whereas the managed database team ensures the smooth and stability by providing the support around the clocks to all of our customers. Here are some of our core customers among the 500 plus that we are supporting across the globe. Without any delay, let's get into today's session. MariaDB plays a good role when it comes into the bug fixes and also providing these support and the performance improvement as well. As we will see about what's new in MariaDB 10.6, what are the variables added and removed for better performance, bug fixes as well. MariaDB release. In MariaDB version 10.6, we are going to see about, but in MariaDB version 10, we can see there are frequent releases that has been made to ensure the tool's stability by fixing the bug as well as the adding the features for the better performance. This is the timeline of version 10 releases. Moving on to the main topic, what's new in MariaDB 10.6 and the named features of it. The named features in MariaDB 10.6 are atomic DDL, skip lock, SQL offset and fetch support, ignored index, sys schema, and InnoDB improvement, replica or Galera improvement as well. We will review each one of them in the upcoming slides. Atomic DDL. So Atomic DDL is introduced to make sure the consistency of the server even after the server got crashed while performing any of the DDL. So hence we are safe even after the server crash. It works fine with rename table, drop table, alter table. It supports for all types of engine. But we need to make sure that there is no temporary tables on the disk during the time of crash. So this type of consistency is achieved by tracking the changes occurring in the DB by storing a log called DDL recovery log. By default, it will be present in the data directory. But it is possible to change the location of it based on our convenience by mentioning it in